Welcome back to Medium Laura Evans podcast. I've been getting a lot of questions lately about meeting your guides. And I know a lot of you have done the spirit guide meditation that I have here on my Podomatic site. I believe it's episode 9. You can also do the beach meditation by Monica Smith. That's a great guide meditation as well. But a lot of you have said, I've done these meditations and nothing is coming through. No guides are showing up. I've asked for signs and I don't seem to be getting them. Let me just say, guide work is a process. It's not something that happens overnight. Even if you had imaginary friends as children, even if you felt like you knew them before, but all of a sudden they've disappeared, a lot of times it comes down to faith and trust and fear. And I know there is a fear podcast that I've recorded here on Podomatic for those of you that might be just a little bit afraid of who is going to come through that door when I open it up. And most of the time, that is what's blocking your guides from being able to communicate with you. Many of you also expect your guides to be immediate. I asked for a sign and it never came. Well, you asked for a sign in how long of a time period? I usually give my guides a week. Yes, 1 week, 7 days for a sign. Now, typically, the more you work with your guides, the quicker the response will be because they're able to get to you faster. They're always with you. It's not that they're not there. It's that you're not open to receiving them. So I do offer you some suggestions that you can do to help work with your guides more. There is a podcast here called Working with Your Guides, which we use regular playing cards and getting information from your guides in that way. It's kind of a psychic exercise, but believe it or not, your guides do partake and participate with you when you do these exercises. So exercises are really important. Just like for your body, we must exercise our psychic muscles as well. And because our guides use our clairs to communicate with us, they also use our imagination, which is another podcast that I'm going to promote. Guides in Your Imagination here on Podomatic. You can look that one up and it can help you. Yes, they use your imagination. So many times you're getting communication. You're getting answers, but you think, oh, I just made that up. That popped into my head because I thought about it. Not always true. Our guides use our imagination. So the more that we can practice using our imagination throughout the day, the more our guides will be able to use that playground to communicate with us. So for example, just for today, try to imagine what it would be like to live on another planet. Imagine the planet completely. What is it going to have? What things are going to be there? What animals? Are they hybrid animals? Are they mixture animals? Are there no animals at all? Start to play with your imagination. Start to invite people that you've created out of your imagination into this world with you. What do they look like? What things do they like to do? Use your imagination to create a brand new world, just like writing a novel. When you start to play with your imagination, you open up that center of your mind to be able to allow your guides to communicate through it. So people are saying, well, how do I know I'm not just imagining my guides? You might be, but in the sense of, if the communication is clear, it's coming through, it's giving you help and answers, and it's giving you support, does it really matter that you've created an 18th century Scottish warrior in a kilt? Probably not. They will appear to you as anything you wish them to be. You can ask them to show themselves in a life that you've lived together. Because all of our guides have lives with us. That is why they're our guides. They know us. They know us more than you think they know us. We've had several lifetimes with them. We know them on the other side. We just don't remember that we know them. They will show themselves to you in a way that makes you comfortable. If you happen to love ancient Egypt and you see someone that looks like Isis come in through your door, trust it. Believe it. It's okay. Work with Isis. It may be a guide. It might be someone that you decided to dress up as Isis, and that's okay too. They'll dress up in anything you want them to be, if it makes you comfortable. So try not to get too hung up on the particulars and just allow the information to flow to you. Ask today, without looking at the weather report, I need information about the weather tomorrow. And ask yes or no questions. Is it going to rain in the morning? What's the first answer that comes into your mind? Write it down. Is it going to rain in the afternoon? Again, write down the first answer that comes to your mind. Is it going to rain in the evening? You can even give it time, 6 p.m., 7 p.m., 8 p.m., and see what answers you receive. Tomorrow, pay attention to the weather. Don't look at the weather report, just pay attention, because weather reports aren't always accurate. If it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon and you asked if it would rain at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, look at the sky. Is it raining? Is it overcast? Does it look like it may rain? Write that little bit down in your journal. I asked, they said no. It is overcast, but it has not yet rained. This is how you can strengthen your bond with your guides, by playing little games like this. You can use some psychic awareness on simple things, such as what color blouse is my husband, I hope my husband's not wearing a blouse, but he might be. What color shirt is my husband wearing today? Maybe you didn't see him this morning. Maybe he went to work before you woke up. I think my husband is wearing a black shirt, because the moment that I asked that question, the color black or dark navy popped into my mind, an image of my husband standing in front of me wearing that shirt. Was it my guides? Possibly. Was it my psychic perception? That could be true too. But you can ask specifically for your guides to answer you. So I hope that's cleared up a little bit of what people have been asking me. I welcome any questions or comments in my email at witchmedium@gmail.com. You can also find me at Facebook, Laura Evans on Facebook. I believe you can also type in Medium Laura Evans on Facebook and it will come up with me. You can find me at zenaschoolofmetaphysicalstudies.com. Please come over and check out our classes, learn some more. And until next time, keep playing with that imagination.